The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is Tuesday, the 11th of October. Oh, fuck. That's one of those moments when you look at the date and realise the shit, the amount of shit that you have to do before a certain date. Fuck! Let me plug some gigs up front. Let's do it. Let's get it out of the way. Lavery's, of course. I always plug Lavery's. You know the crack. It's every first and third Wednesday of the month, so the next one is the 19th. I'll be releasing the lineup tomorrow, which is what I always do, a week before. me and Mickey Bartlett are also doing a gig in Derry for Oktoberfest, which is on Thursday, which I thought was in St. Columb's Hall, and then I thought it was at Mason's Comedy Club, and then I found out it's actually in a fucking tent somewhere. Oh, hiccups. Cool. What am I, fucking 12? So keep an eye out for that if you're in the Derry area, which is definitely what it should be called, rather than Derry, Londonderry, Maiden City, fucking slash, whatever, Stroke City. Just call it Derry area. Sounds like diarrhea, and it's fun to say. That's happening, and also, of course, the big gig. So it's the 11th of October today, and is it? Yeah, it is. And in how many days? What do you do the maths on that? How many days is that? You got nine, like 18 days is the big gig at the Ulster Hall. It's creeping up, guys. The tickets are going pretty damn well. So if you haven't got one, get one now, because they're going in a good direction, is all I'm saying. Also, quick disclaimer, Mickey Bartlett was supposed to do a podcast with me. I do have about 3 minutes of a clip where we got together and he was basically dying of like the fucking cold or the flu or something, and he could not talk. If I get time, I'll cut the clip in, but he was literally like, bah. And then we stopped for a second, and then he was just like, do you know what, there's no way I can talk for an hour. And I was like, do you know what, I think that's a good idea, Mick, because there was a time where I lost my voice and I literally couldn't speak for like fucking, Jesus Christ, it was about 3 weeks I couldn't speak for. And he's a comedian, you know, with nothing to fall back on, all right, is the conversation we had. You know, I can make videos, I can piss around. This guy just does stand-up, and that's it, you know? So if his voice goes, he may as well just throw himself in under a bus. I'm only fucking joking. So yeah, that's all the gigs. Ulster Hall is on the 29th. Get a fucking ticket. We're going to Mason's on Thursday. And Lavery's is, of course, the 19th. The podcast is sponsored by beer52.com. If you haven't already heard me talk about this, it's basically a craft beer distribution company based in Edinburgh. What they do is, it's like Netflix for beer. You know, you pay a certain amount per month and they send you out rare beers, and they're usually themed. So this month it is beers from the north of England, which are pretty fucking sweet. I think last month it was Colorado beers from America. And this month it's Northern English beers, and they are fucking delish. They sent me out a box. All the beer, they're cool. You know, and you're like, these are cool. Just nice labels. You get to look at them. You get to taste all the different beers. Sent a sweet bottle opener. It was pretty badass. And a magazine, and there's fucking snacks in the box and everything. I probably shouldn't be swearing during this promo, but I'm excited that they're back on board. And the reason they sponsor the podcast is because the listeners of this podcast get a pretty sweet deal, which is if you put in the code BANTER10 when you're signing up, you get £10 off your first order. BANTER10. Banter as in general banter, and 10 as in, do you want 10 quid off? Yeah, please, cheers. Give me my North of England beers. Yo, Charlie, take finger up, bum. You know, all that sort of carry on. So get on that if you like your craft beer, you know, and they're pretty strong. I know a lot of drinks companies are like, please don't mention the fact that people drink this to get drunk. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? But they're pleasantly strong, which means you don't have to drink, you know, 36 tins of Carlsberg or something. You know, just have some nice beers. You're an adult. Treat yourself. Let's move on with the podcast anyway. This is a handheld episode of this podcast. So if I tell you what, it would be worse if it was on at my desk at the minute, because the fucking screw came out of the bracket underneath. And every time I move, the table goes like... like someone vaguely having sex in a creaky bed down the hall. That's what's that. You know, just a faint sort of... just annoying. Did you ever notice that in movies when people are riding? It's like... like coming through the roof. And you're like, when who's riding like that? You know? Like... ding, 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 and the girl's like, oh my god! You know, that's not real sex noises. Quick and stabby. I forgot to tell you this on last week's podcast, but when me and girlfriend Maureen were away to England there, on the last night, we basically went back to the room early because everyone was still partying, whatever, and she didn't feel that well, and I was like, yeah, I could be fucking knackered too. I couldn't really be arsed doing anything. And there was some fucking wild noises coming in from the next door. Like over the top, to the point where Maureen was like, I'm pretty sure that's a prostitute, because there was a weird dude and then this other even weirder looking, slutty looking woman. Classy establishment we're staying in. But she was literally like, oh, yeah. I think Scottish too. She was like, oh, yeah, my fanny. And, but it was all very quick, you know. It was like... it was maybe about 30 seconds of that, and then no noise at all, while we're watching the Jimmy Savile documentary. So, what a great night. What a great night as a couple. You know, Jimmy Savile, fucking all these stories about him jumping through hospital windows to bang, fuck, like, kids, essentially. And then these two next door, just like, oh, love cook. Just weird night. Fun, though, isn't it? It's fun to have fun stories in life. I'm absolutely fucking knackered. We drank beer last night because it was the last night that girlfriend Maureen's sister's boyfriend, Frank, the Dutchman, was over. So we drank some beers and then took him to the fucking airport this morning. So we've been up since about 6:30 with a hangover. Great! Who doesn't love that? You know, we were like, am I sick or hungry? I can't decide. And also my brain feels like it's hemorrhaging. That's not funny, Colin. There are people who have brain hemorrhages. I know, I'm sorry. So let's crack on. What have I been up to? If you watch the vlogs, if you haven't, please check them out. Do you ever get that when you're hungover and you're like, my watch is annoying, or just something? You're like, I need to change my... I get that all the time, where just all of a sudden become aware of something and like, get my watch off now, you piece of shit. So... if you haven't seen the vlogs, go on to youtube.com/Gedzilla, which is obviously the channel where all my fucking, what do you call them? I'm Fighter videos and shit like that went up. Go on there. I upload vlogs twice a week, roughly on a Monday, roughly on a Friday. So that's cool. But that sort of documented some of the shit we've done this week. It's amazing when you're showing a person who's not from here, around your country, you end up seeing more shit than you ever would have really seen anyway. You know, went up to the fucking Dark Hedges, which are in Ballymoney. Are they near Ballymoney? I can't remember. I was lost as fuck. We're so lost. But went up there, seen the Dark Hedges. And it's so, there's something embarrassing about Northern Ireland where it's like, oh yeah, the Titanic was built here. You know, and then it fucking hits a fucking ice cube. And then everyone's like, right, the movie got made. Let's make a fucking fortune out of this. Let's do tours. Get all the tourists over. Let's actually call a place the Titanic fucking quarter. The Titanic, yeah. Titanic. One of the biggest fucking, one of the biggest atrocities of all time. Let's make money off it. Do you want to do the tour? Yeah, Titanic. We built it here. Yeah, thanks for all the money. Cheers, dead people. And just any fucker with any sort of piece of memorabilia. You know, this is a fork that was on the Titanic. Really? Yeah, it's £18. I'll show you it. Unreal. But they love that sort of shit. The troubles, aye. Get in a taxi here, I'll drive you around, show you where everyone fucking got stabbed to death, mate. There you go, someone shot dead there. Isn't that great, no? You Chinese bastard. So anyway, we go to these Dark Hedges, which, it's just a fucking hedge. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even a hedge. Take it back. I'll take that back. It's trees. It should be called the Dark Trees. That's it. Like, and they've got a wee Game of Thrones plaque there. Like, ah, yes, that's where they shot. And then it was like season 2, episode 1. Some bullshit like fucking years ago. And it's not closed off. There's no fucking cafe at it. There's no nothing. Just a load of people walking up going, isn't it very exciting that this was in Game of Thrones? There's no need to be there for longer than about 2 minutes. Aye, trees, is it? Aye, get the photo. Come on to fuck. So it was shite. But that's Northern Ireland for you, you know? Like, that was in Game of Thrones. Come and see the trees that were in Game of Thrones. They CGI'd that whole fucking scene where Jon Snow kills that other Ramsay cunt. Spoiler alert, but I mean, it was ages ago. Who gives a fuck? CGI'd that whole fucking thing. All the horses, you know, all that shit. And you're like, can you not knock together a few fucking trees? Or do you have to go the whole way to Ballymoney? You know, some farmer comes out. Oh, let fucking film there, but it's going to cost you. How much do you want? £20. I'll take no less. Okay, we're HBO. Take the £20. Fuck off. You mad bastard. Is it true? I know. Is Joey Dunlop from that neck of the woods? Because someone told me that. I'll leave that up and I'll talk about that later. Someone told me he only ever did 2 interviews because he's all like, fucking me, fucking. Just. You can't hear anything other than bits of bike that he's talking about. Hey, fucking, I'm right there, Noggy. Oh, Jesus, great, my fucking. Sprocket. You know? Sprockets and fucking chains and whatnot. And cranks. I'm sorry, there's probably a lot of handling noise on this thing this week. Joey Dunlop. Fucking. Yep, nearly spelled that right. Joey Dunlop. Is this an interview? Is this an interview? Just fucking. This looks like him tinkering in his garage. Please have him speak. Oh, wait a minute. Oh no, this is just a tribute video. This is just a tribute. Let me see. Interview! It's weird that, like, he is the king. The king of driving a bike down a road that you'd be. Wouldn't even be too keen on driving a fucking tractor down. It's crazy, that Northwest, isn't it, really? Come the whole way to here and watch these bastards fly at 180 mile an hour past your fucking conservatory. And if they come off, they will indeed smash straight through your rockery into the side of your Citroen C2 there, and there'll be fucking as mints, essentially, inside that helmet. I know I shouldn't joke because people do actually die, but it's a bit like, if you're going to do it, be fully ready to die, like, you know, because that's essentially, you're essentially in the death game, you know, your job It should be called death dodging on a button. No, what am I talking about? That is kind of what it is. I'm going to drive around here and try not to die today. What about winning? If as long as I'm alive, that counts as winning. Here we go, Joey Lump.
This Formula One race, which is very important. The machine preparation itself, obviously you're doing a bit of work on it. Is it very crucial? Is there anything special you do for the TT?
We're putting a lot more into this one because I've won it now for 5 times and I really want to try and do it for another time. So we're really going to see the bike from one end of it to the other.
What about, you say it still gives you the same satisfaction to win here. Young riders coming over or new riders, any sort of warning notes to them? What should they be looking for when they come to race on the Isle of Man mountain circuit?
Just be a safe, reliable, and treat the place really cautious. And that's about it. MD comes over here, thinks they're just going to go out and show everybody up, it's not going to last.
Oh, fighting talk from Joey. Great accent there. I heard Paddy McDonald, the comedian, saying that he only ever did 2 interviews. I don't know if that's true or not. But I love the guy in the background just crashing around with tools and all. You know, no one gives a fuck there. They're like, excuse me, could you keep the noise down in the background? And so we're just picking it up on the audio. And you're like, here, you get the fuck with you. Hey, fucking this bait to put together fucking before this bastard goes around the course here. Fucking, what are you talking about? Be quiet. You riled me up now. I tell you, I'll go over here and dump a full box of fucking spanners on the floor just to piss you off. You know, getting the bait there. Unreal. That's, Joey Dunlop, you have better respect, right? I'm going to empty all these fucking nuts into a fucking biscuit tin here. I put audio that shit. Huh? You fucking arsehole. Good old Honda bike. I believe they're Japanese, boy. Or the bollocks, Japanese, huh? I give you a fucking Japanese. You Chinese cunt, you. What am I talking about? What I'm trying to say is the Dark Ages weren't that interesting. However, what we did after that was we went up to Port Ballantrae, all right, mate, which is just past Bush Mills, home of one of the worst whiskies to come out of the Northern Ireland. So we go to Port Ballantrae. Interesting story about that is, if you watch my last vlog, my granny used to live in Port Ballantrae, and I have all these sort of childhood memories of going there. Even stranger than that, if you're ever in Port Ballantrae, look along the little bay, right? Well, who the fuck is this? And then look out to the edge. Look right around the bend of the bay, sort of. And at the end, there's a big fucking white house. Looks like a castle. And that is no joke, the house my granny used to live in when I was a kid. Because what happened was, she broke up. Or her and my granda broke up. Like fucking, I don't know how many years ago it was now. Years and years and years and years ago. Way before I was born, and they both remarried to different people, and my granny married this dude who is from there, who was always like, I'm gonna buy that house one day. So he bought this giant fucking castle of a house, and I'm serious, like, you can even Google it. It's called Seaport Lodge in Port Ballantrae, okay, which is fucking so crazy, because it's not like anyone in our family is rich or has any money, apart from my granny swooped in there and this dude, and now they have this giant house. They moved out to another house and then to another house again, but that's literally the house I used to go to for like Christmas dinner and shit, which is mad. There's like home videos of me running around this, what is like a castle, best crack you could ever imagine during the day, and then at night when everyone's like, right, it's time for you to go to bed, they may as well have said, go down there and sleep in this haunted fucking room, because the whole house just basically made noise. But interesting to go see it. It's a fucking wreck now, because I think it's too old for them to knock down. But no one, I don't know what they bought it for, whoever bought it. But you probably need 2 times that money to do the fucking house up. But they should, because it would be unreal if it was like a hotel or... In fact, if it was a hotel, I'd probably clean up. But it was weird to go see it. Kind of sad as well, because it's sort of just been left to rot, essentially. But weird, just a strange wee story in my family, anyway. Because you would literally, there would be Christmas videos of the full scumbag, oh my fucking god, of the full scumbag family, you know, in this fucking big beautiful house. Unreal. Very strange. Port Ballantrae is a wee sneaky place. Very, very nice. Very nice vibe to it. You know? It's a bit like, you know, all the Port Stewarts and the Port Rushes and all. It's like the wee, like a wee secret one. You're like, oh, another little port. Nice. And then we went to Port Stewart, which was delightful as always. Port Stewart Strand. A wonder of the world, that place. Very nice. You know, it's a weird place, that North Coast, because it's like, I visit it and I'm like, I would fucking move here tomorrow. Which is the great thing about when you're some sort of asshole like me. You don't really need to be anywhere specific, do you, really? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you know, oh, do you need to live in Belfast to do your... Nah, not really, mate. I'll go down twice a month to do Laveries and then back up here and stand with the ocean wet breeze in my face. Like, oh, yes. You know, pretend I'm like a surfer dude, even though I've never been in the fucking water in my life. I have, actually. That's a lie. You know? Trying to bodyboard. I think my analogy before was it was like a fucking hippo on a piece of toast. That's what I'm like, trying to bodyboard. Or boogie board. There'd be fuck all boogieing. It's me standing on the actual floor of the sea, holding like a little kid's swimming float. That's what it was like. Absolute mess. what would I be good at in the sea? Just, is there just, what do they call it, like wild swimming? That's what I'd be good at. The human hippo. I don't know if there's saltwater hippo. Alright, what else did it do? We went there, did all the ports. That was it, really. You know, nothing really to report back. Lovely area. Would totally move there. I mean, and then you start to realise, like, you know, we done gigs up there. I was like, everyone's really dead on. You know, it's just a lot of dead on people from there. And so I watch you from afar. They're all from that neck of the woods. Lovely people. You know, Kira, who took our photos for the Ulster Hall, she's from up that neck of the woods. Lovely people. Just nice people. Cool people. In the cool shit. You know? If you're from, like, Scotland or something, you're listening to this and you come over, just go straight up there. I wouldn't even fucking... Like, where are you going to visit? Like, I don't know. Fuck it, I don't know. You could miss out, but who gives a fuck about Belfast? Just go up to the nice places, see the dark hedges and be like, oh, this is nice, isn't it? Fucking trees that bend over. Thank fuck I don't have to pay in here. Unlike the Giant's Causeway, I'm pretty sure you do have to pay in there, do you? Talk about an absolute dick softener when you see it. This is when Finn McCool did a thing and bloody blah and mystery and all the imagery and iconography. And then you get there and you're like, is that it? These fucking pile of stones here? Great. Great stuff. Yeah. Discover Northern Ireland. Here's where a bunch of lads were shot. It's 25p a ticket. I'll tell you where all the rest of the people were shot. Discover NI. Hey, do you remember the film to hang here one time? That's the bushes from the film. Discover NI. Do you remember the biggest film of all time about one of the most horrendous fucking maritime tragedies of all time? The Titanic. About that here, we're going to create a full fucking culture around it here. Aye. Titanic. Aye, Titanic Quater. Unreal, right? Let's move on. What else did I get up to this week? Nothing really. I'm kind of losing my mind here with a hangover. I'll tell you, I have to talk about this video, right? I want you to... Do you know what? I'm trying to think, do I know... I sort of know this dude, right? I'm trying to think whether he went to McGee or something. I know his brother went to my school, I'm pretty sure. Right? This is fucking unreal. It just popped up my timeline and it's popped. It's a sponsored post, so I've seen it over and over again. The guy's name is Adrian J. Croze? Is that how you say it? Croze or something? C-R-O-Z-E-T. Anyway, the dude is like a fucking metal guitarist type guy, right? But he's put this song out and it's him in like... the album's called Spandex Wizard. So he's obviously like a really... class guitar player, you know, like one of those Steve Vai type dudes who just plays a guitar. But the video is like epic as fuck. It's like perfectly cheesy, but it's just the dude playing, like, I don't know why I'm talking about this, it's just popped up. But it's just him playing the guitar on a mountainside in a pair of fucking spandex. It's beautiful.
Yeah!
Just a lot of guitar playing. Just check that out while we're talking about it. Also, talking other videos that are fun, I this is obviously always a great part of the old podcast, is when I tell you about things that I'm watching, which on an audio podcast. How many videos are you seeing? Oh, voice broke. How many videos are you seeing now of people taking heroin overdoses in America?
Passed out after snorting heroin.
Snorting heroin. Yeah, there's always, you know, and they're always like, you know, like 60-year-olds. There's a picture of a dude just literally bent over a park bench, like he fell from the sky onto it, just wadoosh, and his spine's all bent, and then this old doll looks like she just keeled over, went down on her knees, and then face planted, and you're like, Jesus Christ, I thought people your age were supposed to be having, like, Werther's Originals and fucking Earl Grey tea. These two savages are snorting heroin and fucking passing out in a shopping centre? Unreal. That old heroin, bro. I mean, whose joke was it where they were like, have you not heard enough bad stuff about heroin that would put you off taking it? But then again, you don't know why people are taking it. Some people's lives are shit, and heroin is better than shitness. I don't know, like, I had a conversation with this dude in the gym the other day while we were both getting changed. It was very homoerotic. And is this dude, he doesn't even do jiu-jitsu, but I was getting ready for jiu-jitsu and he was probably going to the gym. Pretty sound guy. And talking away and said something, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about, some sort of supplements or something. Oh, caffeine, that's what we're talking about. And he goes, I just take caffeine tablets. I just bang like two of them and that's like taking five coffees or whatever. And I was like, Jesus Christ, mate. I was like, I don't want to get into, you know, taking pills of caffeine. I can barely handle cappuccinos and they're fucking giving me a heart attack. So then he's saying about pre-workouts and I was like, yeah, my mate used to be on that shit that they, like, it was banned the next week. He was on it and then he couldn't buy it anymore and they're like, oh yeah, there's actually speed in that. And you know when something's like, you know, if they told you like MDMA or I don't know, whatever the chemical makeup of like MDMA is, and they're like, that's illegal. So they make like MDMA, oh, plus oxygen, or, you know, they add one more element so the chemical fucking structure of it isn't the illegal one anymore. Mm-hmm. Drink away from the mic. Anyway, my mate was on some stuff that he had to then just get rid of because there was like actually like speed in it or some sort of speed type shit. And he was saying, yeah, fuck that. And all he goes, I just take the caffeine and talk about supplements. And I was like, I couldn't be fucked even carrying that, you know, like protein. There's a fucking tub of protein in there that we bought, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I've got to carry around one of those gym shaker things like an asshole, you know? Yeah, I just did my weights. Now I'm gonna take my fucking protein because I ripped so much muscle, you know, that I gotta supplement the protein. Ah. I don't know the science behind it. Like, are you supposed to lift weights and then you take a protein shake, like, right after? And that's supposed to repair your fucking stuff? I mean, I'd love to speak to someone, because the amount of fucking meat I put away, there's no way in Christ that I'm not eating enough protein. You know? No one's going to test my blood and be like, Colin, I don't think that you have enough protein. Talk me through your diet. Well, this morning I had, there was two chicken breasts lying from yesterday. Cut them up, you know, fried them, and then poured four eggs over it. Made, like, just a giant fucking omelette for myself for my breakfast. Okay, that might do you the rest of the day. And what would your lunch consist of? Well, you know, just fucking whatever bullshit, whatever piece of meat. You know, we had a full stuffed pork fillet there, and I ate that entire thing. Okay, and your dinner? Two steaks. Oh, well, maybe you might benefit from a protein shake. I don't think so, bitch. Nothing but meat. And I mean, I know you piss protein out when you don't use it, but there'd be no point in me taking a fucking protein shake, unless it is to do with timing. this conversation has gone way down the street from where I wanted it to go. What I'm saying is, I can't even be honest with the carrying of the protein powder and the thing. I can't be honest with that. If I had a pre-workout mixture, I'm not going to carry that shit. I don't want that. What I'm trying to say is, heroin is not my drug because of the equipment that it takes. Now, obviously, this Aldol here was like, I don't want to carry any sort of paraphernalia. I'll just go ahead and snort the heroin. Have you not seen Pulp Fiction, you fucking idiot? Down, 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 down. Is that the right song? Bear with me. So, this is essentially what this old woman did. She's like, oh, don't you put on a fucking ad, YouTube, you piece of shit! Bear Grylls live. Eat my anus. I don't want to carry heroin! Let me tell you something, Doris. Let's go to the fucking supermarket and sniff it, you dumb bitch! Dead in a bathroom. Yeah. That's what they were like. I'm slightly bored on a Sunday, Jeff. What you want to do today? Heroin. We don't have any needles. Let's sniff it in a Walgreens. Go ahead, Doris. I mean, this is, you know, old people now are probably old people from a time when, you know, people were really starting to do drugs. You know, like if you were young in the fucking 70s, you know, and then a pile of years go by, you know, nearly 50 years or something, almost, you know, but you were still raking it in the 70s, like... You know, you're going to be a bit of a hellion, is the problem. You're going to get people like, I was going to say my age, I'm near 30, but like people younger than me, you know, who are like deep into their 80s, and they're like, oh, he's an old mad one, and they'll all have modern names and all. I'll fucking, Justin isn't that bothered, I don't know why I even said that. My boy Cody there from Bangor, he's, I tell you what, the rest of us have chilled out a bit, he's still on the cat. Isn't he? You know, some fucking 80-year-old with those, like, what do you call them, fucking hirachis or those stupid fucking shoes and his skinny jeans and his fucking thrasher hoodie that it looks like he borrowed off his boyfriend. Only he's, like, just a crusty old man. He's mad for the cat, isn't he? Or Cody, or he's 91, this will be like 2000 and fucking... 40 or something. He's a looper. The rest of us settle down and all, and he's out there fucking. He says he can't get up in the morning unless he's biffing a pile of ease. You know, these. Them Amazon drones are delivering bags of fucking cat to him from the dark web. Isn't that fucking bananas, hey? You know, Cody, he can't use his new eye fucking mind, which is his new eye mind 7. He can't use that yet. The cunt is still, you know, 3D printing his own fucking yolks over there, isn't he? He's a mad sausage. Let's take heroin in the toilets. It's an absolute tune. I'm going to do press-ups that later. That's a lie. I'm hungover. I'm not going to do fucking shit. What's been big in the world of news this week? One thing. Probably covering up the amount of bombing that's going on and fucking everywhere. Distraction. The media is distracting you. Hold on. Trump obviously was caught off camera. You know, he had the hot mic on and he got on the van and he's like, who's this girl? I'm going to fucking grab her right in the puss hole. I'm going to look that up, actually. Trump Percy Graven. Grabbed by the pussy. Right, so basically they're talking about some girl and he's having a bit of what he calls locker room banter. Video contains graphic language. Get on with it, you fucking idiot. Oh my god. Why is it not the original audio, you stupid?
I couldn't get there. She was married. And all of it. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took out furniture. I moved in her like a bitch. I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit. In the purple.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Donald has scored. Whoa. Oh, my man. Wait, you gotta look at me when you get out of your
life. Sets this up.
That is you give me the thumbs up.
You are a
you gotta put the thumbs up. You gotta get the thumbs up. Can't be too happy.
Else off first?
Yeah, let me.
So, did I miss the pussy? Grabbing on the pussy? What the fuck, bro?
And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. I couldn't get there.
Anyway, fuck that. I can't find the grabber and the pussy bit. But, you know, this is him talking about trying to pull women on a bus when he thinks the mic is off. And he's all like, grab her up by the pussy. Which is weird because, you know, we've all said some fucked up shit, me and Maggie Bartlett, namely, on this very podcast. But when you say things like, I just see good-looking women, I just can't stop, I just grab them right by the pussy. Like an old bowling ball grip, just like, just who's grabbing who by the pussy? I mean, it's nothing but rapey. Even if you were in a long-term relationship and you were like, you know, in the throes of passion, no one's grabbing someone by the minge, like, are they? Let me just grab you, fucking. I mean, is it the bowling ball grip? We're almost inside. Or are you going for just, like, an actual handful of skin? Either way, Donald, fucking weird. I said this before, but does it not sound like some, you know, like some nerdy talk of a guy who is never banging anybody? You know? You're like a 40-year-old virgin. Her boob felt like a bag of sand, you know, when it feels like a bag of sand. That's Trump. Oh yeah, I love women. I grab them right by the pussy. All right, Donald. All right, bro. You fucking maniac. But that's probably what happens when, you know, you're insanely rich forever and think you're the fucking king of the world. And he's like, I can grab these women by the pussy. There's probably some woman somewhere like, grab me by the pussy, Donald. And it's even weirder that the weirdest part of this is that he goes to get out of the bus and doesn't realize that you have to pull the handle to open it. And he knocks it like it's going to open. Fucking idiot. Oh, he's all hugging this woman. He's the worst hair. I know it's. It's an easy thing to pick on, but his hair literally looks like it should be white, but it's dirty. Like he's pissed on it. Knob head! Anyway, what can you do? And he just plays it off like nothing ever happened. Do you want to fucking. What do you have? Is, you know, a retard versus a villain. That's what this whole fucking thing is. Who do you want? Retarded Trump or absolute fucking probably like war criminal? What's her name? Hillary Clinton's. Right, let's hit some questions, guys, because I am hungover as fuck. And let's get this going. Questions. Twitter. I mean, is there any use in Twitter at all these days other than for me to get podcast questions? Or, I mean, when was the last time anyone did a funny tweet? Can anyone remember? Server not found? Get the fuck out of my anus. Okay. Here we go. This podcast is extra fucking all over the place today. Questions? Dick, 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 dick. Okay, so here we go. Chris McCulloch, thoughts on this creepy clown craze? It's just one of those things. I mean, if people are doing it for a laugh, fair enough. If people are, I don't know, it's like, fuck, who gives a, what? A guy in a mask is going to come up and try and attack me? Just punch him in the mask? You know, you're not going to do much, fuck it. I don't know, it's just one of those things, isn't it? I mean, I'm surprised it wasn't around the release of a film or some shit. But, you know, if you're a weird guy who enjoys, like, doing weird shit to people or killing people, just go out dressed like a clown now. That's the thing. That's the thing to do. What do I think of it? Not much. It'll die off. I wouldn't be surprised if that was another bloody distraction from the mainstream media to take your eyes off the Yemen situation. Besides Ulster Hall gig coming up, what has been the biggest gig you two have done, Ethan Halfpenny? Biggest gig me and Mickey have done, I mean, we've both done Mandela Hall when it was full of people, as part of the Magners Comedy Corps. We did a pretty sweet gig at the, what do you call that, Students' Union of Glasgow University. Which was one of those things where we thought no one was going to turn up, and then all of a sudden there was about fucking 500 people there. That was a pretty big gig. But, you know, gigs are gigs. It's like, you do a gig to 10 people, it would be more terrifying than doing it to 1,000 people. He's done the Odyssey full of people for Kildee, so, you know, that's probably his biggest gig. I'll answer all Mickey's questions for him, saying he's not here and he's at home with a fucking a cracked up voice, like, Paul Lowry. Lowry. What's the funniest drunken state you find Mickey in? Same question to Mickey about Colin. I mean, a lot of times we've been fully chinned. We've been fully drunk together. So it's like, could you even remember what fucking state the other person was in? Mickey used to do this thing where he would just barf before he went out. Like, it was almost like a, like a tactical vomit, as they would say, but he just kind of, in fact, if you watch a video I made called An Evening with Mickey Bartlett, like, he's broken out the car, and he's not even drunk, you know what I mean? He's like, he had a few drinks, and then I think he had one Sambuca or something, and he's just like, I don't like how that feels in my body, and then is the next minute is like, in fact, it's one of the best vomit noises I think I've ever heard in my life. In fact, let me do you, the listeners of the General Podcast, a bloody favour. I don't do anything for yous, so I'm gonna go ahead and let you listen to Mickey Bartlett barf everywhere. An Evening with Mickey fucking Bartlett. Michael Bublé. Bartlett. Oh, I'm so fucking tired. I'll tell you something, I will be napping today, because that's what I do when you fuck all else to do. Is you nap? Okay, oh, we'd already barfed at that stage. Alright, here we go. Listen to this barf noise. Isn't it incredible?
Fuck you, sir.
Bear with.
Fuck your hazards on.
Hold on. Like a camera.
What's going on with those?
What a disgusting bastard. pretty fucked up then. I don't know if he's ever been like, you know, let's put him to bed messed up. We're both pretty accomplished drinkers. No real casualties. Any chance of getting the Lavery's background playlist? And that's from Keelan Leeper. Great name. Yeah. I mean, where's my phone? Do I send you, like, screenshots, or do I just read them out here? I'll fire through it quickly, right? And you can isolate this clip and write all the clips down, right? This is for anyone that's ever, this is the most boring shit I've ever, this is for anyone that's ever been at Lavery's Comedy Club. Ready? Here is the songs. Wolf Mother, Joker and the Thief, Solid Gold by Turbo Wolf, Elephants by Them Crooked Vultures, Hay by The Slaves, Threes and Sevens, Queens of Stone Age, My God is the Sun, Queens of Stone Age, Feel Good Head of the Summer, Territorial Pissings, is that the new one? Yeah. By Nirvana. Nas is Like, Straight Outta Compton, Curl of the Burl by Mastodon, OK by Mac Miller, Diablo by Mac Miller, Topney Nudger by LaFaro, Black Skinhead, Kanye West, N-Words in Paris, oh shit, Jake Bug Taste It, Seasons by Future Islands. This is the most boring fucking thing I've ever done on this podcast. Rockefeller Skank by Fatboy Slim, some sort of drum and bass remix. Chase the Devil by Eagles of Death Metal. While Out by Miss Dynamite. Debbie Sound by DJ Fresh. And also Miss Dynamite, I think. Dead Prez, Hip Hop, When the Shit Goes Down, Cypress Hill. Gravel Road by Clutch. Have Love Will Travel. Black Keys. Sabotage, Beastie Boys. Sure Shot by the Beastie Boys. Like a Mouse, And So I Watch You From Afar. Easy Rider, Action Bronson. Strictly For My Jeeps, also Action Bronson. My Way by Fetty Wap, and that's the Dean E. something remix. Ayo by Tepesh and Kent. Oh my god, I'm so tired. My Dark Heart by the Bonnevilles. The Electric Company by the Bonnevilles. Jumpman by Drake. Skepta, Man. Controller, Drake. New Level by A$AP Ferg. Fade by Kanye West. And Purple Lamborghini by Skrillex and Rick Ross. Apologies to anyone who sat through that. I mean, it would have been a lot easier for me to fucking screenshot it, the Keelan Leaper. But hey, I'm slightly delirious. I'm hanging like a fucking, like Saddam's ball bag right now. So what can you do? Speaking of ball bags, Big Son, Big Cully, 84, do you shave your pubes? I mean, everyone does a bit of fucking, you know, gardening the old time. I think taking a wet razor to your ball bag is, you know, unless you're a professional porn star, is slightly unnecessary because it's a world of uncomfort. And I wouldn't expect that of a female either, you know. I think the full bald fanny was all the rage for a minute, but then, you know what I mean? You're like, again, are you a professional port? You know what I mean? Like, take care of it, certainly. Certainly take care of it. Please. But, you know, is that what you want? You know, the old smooth, like, fucking sticky, weird, like, doll fanny on a grown woman? Let's not get into it. Matthew MacIver. Oh, that's my coffee. I'm having like palpitations. Have you ever wanted to hit a heckler? Every fucking time, mate. Are you a musician, Matthew? I see you playing the guitar there. Yeah, every single one of them, you just want to fucking grab their head and smash it into the table. But I don't even like engaging with people. I'd rather just fucking have a guy, like a security guard there, and if people were continuously fucking heckling, I'd just go, get him out the fuck. Because they're... Very rarely does someone heckle and you say something and they shut up. That rarely happens. Because people get so fucking bothered that you one-up them that they won't shut the fuck up. And at that point you're like, I'm never going to win because you're too drunk to fucking just, you know, give up. So get the fuck out, you know. There's a room full of people want to laugh here. And you're spoiling it for everyone, so suck my dick and die. If you had to pick between YouTube and stand-up, ideally, what would you be doing as a job? If I had to pick between those two, and that's from Ryan Peebles. Well, YouTube's not... I only do YouTube stuff for the crack, but if I had to choose between stand-up and making videos, either for myself or other people, I would pick the videos, because, like, I like doing stand-up. In fact, I love stand-up as an art form. I love doing it, but... The option for creativity is way bigger making videos. It's also way more lucrative. So I'd rather make videos for other people and for myself. and not do stand-up ever, if that was the choice, then do stand-up and not do anything else. Because videos you can make about anything, you can make them anywhere. You know, you can make them however you want to make them. Stand-up, you have to do them at a certain time in front of people. You know, you can't do like, oh, I do stand-up in my garage to fucking nobody. You know, that's not doing stand-up. You're way more creatively free making videos, so I would definitely pick videos. So there you go. Becky doesn't make videos, so I'm sure he would pick stand-up. What the fuck? What's the deal with hotels not letting you order takeaway food to said hotel? Have you ever come across this? Yeah, I'm sure some of them are a bit fucking stupid about it, but what you do is you just ring it anyway and you go out and fucking get it. And then, you know, you don't like have them bring it in, tell reception to ring your room, and then you go down and get it. Either you go out and you get it and you just walk straight in fucking up the stairs, you know, or you go down and meet the fucking Domino's guy or whatever. Yeah, that's the way to do it. But I have come across it before, yeah. Jim from Carnation Street was classed as a legend and ran around Windsor Park like an escaped chimpanzee. Discuss. Yeah, I've seen that. I don't really... I mean, it's a bit of crack, isn't it? Don't know what else to say about it. It's good that he's having a bit of fucking limelight. Because he is a legend, you know. He's a great guy. Prolific body of work once he left Carnation Street. Jim, yeah. Paul Robertson, if you ever propose, will you find the name change difficult from girlfriend Maureen to wife fiance Maureen? Nah, well, everyone adapts, don't they? You adapt and change. It just sounds funny, doesn't it? I only do that because I hate when people are like, blondie blonde, James said, and you're like, who the fuck are you talking about? Or, da da da, daddy was saying to me. That's my girlfriend Maureen does that. She'll be like, yeah, daddy told me that. And you're like, stop saying daddy like it's everyone's daddy. Say my dad. So you don't sound like a fucking lunatic. Daddy said to me. Anyway. What's the crack with these killer clowns? We've already answered that question. I don't know what it is. People just like acting like cunts, don't they? And I don't know why people thought clowns were so fucking scary all of a sudden. It's not. Ghosts are scary. Clowns are fucking dickheads. Unless they're that Gacy boy who just fucking eats kids. Chris Irwin, what did Mickey say to Bill Burr? Yeah, he's never really disclosed that, but I think what happened was he just went up and tried to speak to him. And Bill Burr was like, can you not see him having a fucking conversation here? And Mickey was like, no, Bob, because he was blocked and then just left. James T. Kirk. James T. Kirk. What's the weirdest porn you've ever seen? It has to be the fucking... the Japanese... I mean, I wasn't, like, looking this up and watched it. It was one of those, like... you know... back in the day when people were... circulating videos on iPhones when they first came out. It was one of those... it was definitely that Japanese girl with a fucking... octopus right up her minge. That was pretty fucked up. That was pretty weird. What's the crack with Conor McGregor? And that's from Owen McCartney. Is that what that is? What's the crack with him? I don't know. He's fighting UFC 205. It is funny that he got fined for that bottle fight. They never told you what happened to Diaz, but McGregor got fined $150,000 and then put up a thing saying my fines are like more than most of these boys' pay packet. Which is true. Like, he makes a fucking fortune compared to these other guys, but... and they get raging too, because they're like, I'm a good fighter as well. And you're like, yeah, but... there's a certain magic about the way he does it. You know, the amount of times he's went, I'm going to fucking knock this guy in the first round. Bang, and he does it. And you're like, alright, okay. You know, he's got a full country behind him. He's a mad bastard. Dresses well. Slabbers, like... the amount of quotables. You know, even that last press conference where the guy, Jeremy Stevens, was like, yo, you know who fucking hits the hardest in the 145 pound division? And McGregor turns around and he's like, who the fuck is that guy? You know, just quotables coming out your arse. It's unreal. But I don't know what the crowd, what do you mean by that, Owen? But oh, here we go. My favorite song. Oh, what the fuck? My favorite song of all time.
Take me down to the perils of a country boy, you see. There's alcohol that makes men fall, but it never bothers me. So, 1, 2, 3, drink four, and the floor drop a woman while they last. If you'll raise a glass or maybe cut the grass, then you're the girl for me.
Oh, God.
There better no strange woman in that room here.
The mother wakes me in the morning and heads so stick into the bed. She's thinking the devil's out to get me, Lord, cause how he even found me. Goes to mass on a Sunday morning, last night's antics have me worn. I think my soul needs some cleansing, I'm a sinner still repenting, but I can't seem to wait. Take me down to the barrels, city of a country boy, you see.
Oh. Now, if you want to get away with murder, just do your thing and say it's for charity. Because I can't really say a bad word about this because it was a charity single. But Christ the night. Also, what is it with these country boys wearing the worst fucking jeans you've ever seen?
Hey, have you got a boot cut?
No, mate, it's 2016.
Don't worry, I'll buy them anyway, and my Auntie Teresa will let them out of it. Let them out round these fucking brown shoes that you couldn't buy.
See some of those shoes? If you give me fucking like 100 quid, and you're like, go buy a pair of these sort of country, sort of, you know, little thin-bottomed fucking brown shoe, I'd be like, where the I don't know where to go. Where do you go, like, fucking, where have you to go? What are these shoes? Fuck me. There's another, like, another wee girl in this, but, oh, yeah. She would get it now. Gross, she's probably about 15, but whatever. Well, she's being all sexual, so what can you do? Oh, my God. Oh. It's probably his fucking sister. Anyway, this is weird as shit. Let's move on with the questions before I have to dip this erection in cold water. Eamon Kelly says roast him, and then he sent a picture of a fella wearing like a bra, so like a sports bra or something. Roast him? I mean, what is there to roast other than he's wearing a bra? Oh, some people's banter is off the fucking charts. Have a thumb war live on a podcast. No, I'm not doing that. I'm shit at thumb wars. Do you ever notice your thumb is like a fucking, it's like a crocodile's mouth? You know that thing of a crocodile's mouth where it's like, you can just press it shut because all the muscle and force whoosh, is going down the way. So like, all, yeah, it's all going down. So, no, wait a minute. Yeah, so there's no power when it opens its mouth. That's why you can just fucking close it and keep it closed with your hands almost. Because there's no power going the other way. Anyway, my thumb is like that. If you hold my thumb down, for years and years and years, all of the pressure has been going forward. So I can't ascend. I can't just, like, get my fucking thumb to go the other way. Like, Maureen will beat me in a fucking thumb war. You know, that's the type of Saturday nights we have these days. Staying and thumb war each other. Actually, that sounds kind of gross. Adam Smart, strangest experience from doing stand-up. Weird people before or after the show. And what's the story with this Oktoberfest gig? Where is it? Okay. It's in Derry, mate. And it is... Mickey said it might be in Guildhall Square, if that's what it's called. In a tent, which gives me the absolute fucking shits. You know, doing... one of those. You should never have to do a gig with a coat on, is what I always say. I never say that. Weirdest... Yeah, there's all sorts of weird cunts. There's the fucking, you know... I hate that, like, my brother is in Australia and he loves your videos, and you're like, yeah, whatever. We know the photos for you, you fucking maniac. Just take the photo, who gives a shit? It's weird. Weird as fuck. You know, you've got the old, oh, blah, blah, seen you here, and whatever, and such, oh, cool, that's really cool. And then the conversation goes on and on and on, and then it becomes very evident that the person is like, so,
I've been thinking about doing stand-up, so who would I speak to about going about getting a gig here? And you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. You know, that's a weird one. Or sometimes people sort of try and be funny with you when you're like, you really don't have to be. I'm not trying to be funny. You don't have to be funny. Also, just because you think I'm a mad bastard doesn't mean you need to tell me about the time you and your mates fucking date raped a girl. I don't need to hear that. You know, you think I'm a mad bastard. You know, you get all those like, you're not wise, boy, you're not wise. And you're like, yep, I'm the one that's not wise, and you're taking cat in a bar in Cookstown, but I'm not wise. I'm being paid to be here, but I'm not wise. Whole load of weird shit. I mean, the weirdest of all time, which we've talked about over and over again, was the gig in like Derry McCash or whatever, just outside Lurgan. Is that what it's called? I think that's is what it's called. And there was a full scale like stadium football riot going on outside after the gig. And the gig, I just walked off mid set. And I remember someone giving me shit about that, like, ah, you're a big fanny walking off stage, you know, or someone on Snapchat. Yeah, you're fucking shite walking off stage. And I was like, mate, did you want me to just stand there and do my act to fucking nobody? Not that there was no, it wasn't nobody. The place was full of people, but it was like there was a glass. It was like there was a fucking, I was in a glass box doing a gig and no one could hear me. So they just went, all right, fuck it. Not listening to that cunt. Oh, it was a fucking nightmare. But there's a ton of fucking strange things. It becomes so normal to witness strange shit that you don't even remember them. You're just like, whatever. Oh, look, a girl barfed on the table at the front row. Great. So, yeah, Adam Smart. Look that up. I think it is in a fucking unless it is in Mason's Comedy Club, which is above Mason's Bar. Don't know. Did you watch the Michael Bisping, Dan Henderson fight at the weekend? Who do you think won? I haven't seen the full fight. Johnny Crouch. I haven't seen the full fight, but it would have been fucking sweet if Henderson could have won. In fact, he punched Bisping, floored him, and then followed up with his almost like trademark fucking flying punch, and he missed him. He actually missed his head, and it hit the floor, which was crazy. It probably would have killed him. Lee Park. It says here, is it Ulster Hall Show 16 plus? I think so, yeah. Unless you're under 16 and that's a problem for you, but just get someone to buy a fucking ticket and go. I don't think they're going to turn you away, look. Oh, do you hear my nose? I'm so stuffy, I can hardly breathe. Glenn Burton, not sure if you've answered this before. Will you have more from Bestie McDee anytime soon? Have I answered it? Probably a million times. The main issue with Bestie McDee was it existed as a monthly review, which can't happen these days because the news turns over so fucking quickly. Also, I just kind of got fucking bored of it. Although it was a good excuse to write jokes every month. Maybe I just need to go weekly or something like that. Just shorter versions of stuff. Maybe. I kept saying it like I'd have a thing. I just enjoy making different types of videos now, rather than, for a while, Bestie McDee was the only video I was putting out every fucking month. But anyway, next question, PD Hardy. I think I keep missing the question time, but I'll ask him just in case. When are you coming to London? You or the Comedy Squad? Well, the Comedy Squad thing was basically just made up so that we would have a name to put on the Ulster Hall poster. It is basically just a bunch of fucking comedians who are mates. I would possibly go to London to do that Museum of Comedy. I might organise that for myself. Not organising it for five other fuckers too. So yeah, I'll have a think about it. It's just not on my list of priorities at the minute. Mr. Hardy, sweet editor, by the way. PD Hardy up in this bitch. He did a video. I think it was like an edit of an interview I did in Edinburgh. I wonder, can I find the fucking name of that? An Evening with Mickey. Let me just see this. Colin
Gaddis. I think it's Ed Fringe TV. Edinburgh Fringe TV. See if it's still up. Oh, it is. Colin Gaddis. Edinburgh Fringe 2013. From YouTube to the stage. It's got 1,000. Oh my god, it's got decent views on that shit there. Oh, powerful Colin Gaddis. What a guy. Brilliant. Look at the state of me. Oh, great Rory Gallagher t-shirt. I'm going to rebuy that. Unreal. Yeah, again, another thing of me watching myself. Type in Ed Fringe TV, Colin Gaddis. You can watch the video that old PD fucking edited. Unreal. Right, more questions. Let's get through this. An hour and 4 minutes. I'm going to lose my voice now. Arm Willoughby, the Wallaby. On the mats anytime this week. And when's Mickey joining? Obviously talking about jiu-jitsu. I was at jiu-jitsu yesterday, mate, which is not the best idea to do jiu-jitsu and then get drunk that night, because you wake up not only with a hangover, but with a spine and neck that don't align anymore. Have you been training the whole time, Aaron, or what's the crack? I hadn't seen you. Then again, I haven't been training that much either. So, hit the mats. Yeah, I'd like to hit the mats again this week at some stage. I'll let you know and you can come down. You know, have a roll. What did you now? Fucking 18 or something? 6'12"? Fucking Hodor in this bitch. Yeah, let's roll it out. Isn't that weird? It's the weirdest thing ever. You're like, yeah, come on down. We'll fucking strangle each other for the crack. Been watching vlogs and spied your Epiphone in the background. Any chance of a wee podcast live lounge? That's from James Crummy. Well, I'm not even in that house right now, so I don't know. Maybe in the vlog I'll play it or something. I can't play the guitar. I don't know what I'm talking about. It is nice though, isn't it? It's my favourite shape of guitar, that. And for a guitar that was bought when I knew nothing about guitars, not a bad purchase, you know. I had a couple of guitars more expensive than that that were just pieces of shite. But yeah, no, it's nice. Edward Dawson, what is the worst on-field rugby experience and off-field? Did you have an induction challenge? E.g. run around a pitch naked holding an Oreo between your cheeks and drinking a dirty pint? I mean, not really. Not really. There was a fair amount of drinking done. There was a lot of those boat races where like it's like 5v5 and you just neck pints. But there is something inherently gay about rugby where it's kind of like, yeah, we're all lads together and let's fucking borderline sexually assault each other in the name of comedy. Oh, here, welcome to the club. Suck his dick. Isn't it really funny? Nah, but seriously, just eat his dick and balls there. Nah, none of that stupid shit. Yeah, there's people fucking just getting naked all the time, drinking ridiculous shots. Yeah, it's just gay. Rugby's gay as fuck, isn't it? I only liked it for the physical violence, and then they try and drag you into all this other shit. All the boys are getting together later. Yeah, we're going to wax her chest for charity. No. It's for the crack. Just dicks everywhere. Unreal. Worst thing, I don't know, Blooming Eye playing rugby, that was pretty fucking bad. And then was in the, you know, because you go drinking in the bar after. And it was a cold rain at university. And I was like, yeah, just limping along and this knee blew out and then just collapsed. Whatever way I put my weight on it, just whoosh, hit the ground. And I was like, okay. I didn't even feel myself fall. Like, it was so painful, I just hit the floor of my back, like, ah! And it was just absolutely throbbing with pain. Nightmare! And is that it? Is that for the questions? I think that's questions over. Okay. Good end on the rugby chat. Alright, I'm going to cut this off here because sometimes you just feel like you've talked too much shit. Once again, plugs. Shout out to beer52.com if you want to sign up for a monthly craft beer subscription. Sign up to those boys. Use the code BANTER10. Get £10 off your first order and they send you these just crazy limited edition you know, themed beers. It's unreal. Do that. Obviously, Lavery's is back on the 19th. I'll tell you the lineup tomorrow. Get a ticket for the Ulster Hall. Me, Dave Elliott, Kieran Bartlett, Mickey Bartlett, Rory Woods, Aaron McCann, tearing the roof off that motherfucker on the 29th of October, 3 days after I turn 30. It's going to be fucking lethal. So yeah, that's it. That's about all. That's about all I have for you. Check out the vlogs, youtube.com/Gedzilla. Follow me on Snapchat, which I was actually banned off for a day because I'm such a fucking bad boy, the bad boy of Snapchat. It's amazing that you literally post whatever the fuck you want on Snapchat, dick pics, whatever, and then you use another fucking program to post stuff to it, and they're like, no, you're banned for 24 hours, you wee scamp. Disgusting behaviour from Snapchat. Grow up, you fucking assholes. Anyway, that's about it. ColinGaddis.com if you want to buy any remaining t-shirts. And that's all I have to have for you. And I'll speak to you next time, alright guys? Take it easy. See you later.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.